Good morning. Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm always very excited to talk about this event. I always think it's very cool when there are events that within the life of our show have started and we've had them on every single year, and that's very cool. We can't always do that, but, you know, in this case, we have to. That's right. The 9th annual Brava event happens on November 7th. That's next Thursday, for those of you keeping score at home. A fundraiser to benefit the YWCA of the Greater Capital Region that will provide new bras and binders to those in need. Partnering with the Art Center of the Capital Region, this event features talented local writers who will read jury-selected poems and essays to perform songs and monologues on the subject of brassieres in their lives. The pieces will touch on the subject of bras from many viewpoints and range from the poignant to the hilarious. To tell us more about this now iconic event, we welcome Marion Roach Smith, YWCA, right?
YWCA.
YWCA. Why does that look weird? Okay. YWCA GCR volunteer. Hello. And like you helped find the event.
I mean,
you were a founder of the event.
Yes, co-founder of the event.
Very cool. Jamie Krause is also here, Chief Development Officer of the YWCA. Hello, Jamie. How are you?
Good morning.
It's really, really nice to see you both. I always love having you in here and talking about the coolness of what is going to happen next Thursday.
It is cool.
Yeah. So how's it going? How's
everything? It's going great. It's the 9th annual. I remember coming in here and pitching the first one with you, and you know, we kind of looked at each other skeptically, like, can this possibly work? And how many first bra stories would there be? And 9 years in, and 12 to 15 writers each time, I have never heard the same story twice. It is a riotous, heartbreaking, poignant, hilarious, bring the house down night that nobody should miss.
Yeah.
And it's happening next Thursday.
Happening next Thursday at the Art Center of the Capital Region in Troy, New York. And it goes from 6 to 8:30. But as far as the, as far as the curation of the stories, how does that work? The stories come in and then you pick them, and I assume pick them in what order they're going to go.
There's a jury that does the selection. We have a call for submissions that goes out, and usually we have a very large response. We had a larger response this year than ever before from all over the country. Yeah. And for the
From all over the country.
And then
how does that work?
So for the third year, we're having people flying in from all over the country.
Marion's popular. That's how that works. She knows people all over.
Well, I teach memoir globally. So I put it on my mailing list.
I got you.
And the Y puts it on their mailing list, and the Art Center graciously puts it out on Submittable. And we have people coming in from everywhere. I had one woman from Belgium who said, no, I'll be there. And I said, holy Toledo, I think is what I said.
Holy Belgium. yeah. Honey,
bring chocolate.
We're going to New York. Gotta talk about our bra story. That is really, and I assume that, as you say, over the last couple of years, that's been the case. But that's fascinating, and must really kind of round it out and make it a way of there's different things that you're looking to touch on.
Absolutely.
Through the creation of it.
Absolutely. And different topics within the topic. You cannot imagine one person's experience being that different, and one person's experience is utterly different from men who have written stories about using bras as slingshots on the top of their Bronx apartment buildings that they stole off the laundry line, to people who talk about their cancer experience, to the first bra story, of course, to the power of what a bra does, to those people who are in transition. So we have a place here, and of course, women's rights being ever more important. This is not just about women. It's about anyone of any gender who's in need of a bra, but this is about being yourself. And the bra somehow really manifests those stories.
It's fascinating to me, and I don't know if this was intentional or not, and it doesn't really matter, but I'm interested one way or t'other, which is, did you choose post-election on purpose?
No, we chose post-election because the date has always been sort of the kickoff of the holiday season for everyone. It's always been around this week, and the Art Center could give us that night so graciously to partner with us. But we have had post-election a couple of years, once or twice pre-election. Yeah, I think it'll make a big difference.
I think so.
I think it'll really color the night.
So, Jamie, let us talk to you about the need and why of why this event is even around for the past 9 years, because obviously it's around because there is a great need, and I'm hoping you can address that a bit.
Yeah. So Brava serves as sort of a kickoff to our Adopt-A-Family program that we do at YW. Just a little bit about us. Our mission is that we're dedicated to eliminating racism, empowering women, and promoting peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. And then we go, woohoo!
Woohoo!
So if you're out there and you've heard our mission, that's what we do. We've been in Troy. Thanks, Joe. Joe says woohoo.
Right on there. Right on brand.
We have been in Troy since 1883, and every day we are home to 104 women and over 50 children who might otherwise be homeless or living in substandard housing. We have 4 different housing programs, food security programs. We do a community meal every Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. We have a food pantry and also an economic empowerment program. So Brava came about, and I love to hear Marion tell the story, but she got a wish list from one of the moms at YW, and the only thing that she asked for was a bra.
For the holiday family support.
For her holiday gift, yes. So every year we do this, and we have, last year was the first year that we had all of our single women also be adopted for Adopt-A-Family. So if you're out there, and I know we have dedicated supporters that are out there. If you are interested, you can head to our website and you can adopt a family. You can adopt a single woman. You can donate money towards a bra. You can send me a bra. They're already coming in, which is amazing. So because Marion saw that this woman needed a bra, she thought there's got to be something we can do about this. And bras are not something we can accept as used items. But so now Brava collects new bras with tags, and we're like at 4,000 bras and counting at this point.
And they all are out in the community, yeah. Which is so exciting.
That's really amazing. And at any given time, and I assume, so correct me if I'm wrong, I understand you want bras, mm-hmm. but by the same token, money helps because then you can buy what people specifically need.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
1,000%.
Yeah,
yes.
There's a fund button. You can send money, you can send bras, you can bring bras. The price of admission for that night is a ticket, which is $35, and a brand new bra with the tag still on. Bring it to the event. We love collecting the bras.
And do you display them, or what do
we
you do?
We do. I have a big old laundry line that I hang up. I cover it in bras every year. Good question, Joe. It's a visual delight because we ask people, don't bring in just the old Band-Aid colored ones. Go for it. The polka dot. Bring me the black crazy lacy ones, right? And bring us big sizes, too.
Why do we, I'm going to ask a stupid question.
That's all right.
Here,
put your foot in it, Joe.
All right, here we go. Why do some of us, I feel comfortable with the subject, but I don't, it does seem like weird that maybe some people are weirdly uncomfortable talking about or being around bras or if they are not.
Yep.
If they're not wearing one.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people.
I'm talking to men.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who are discomforted even wearing them. So the point is, that's one of the great reasons for this event is because we wear them, we know them. But if you don't have one, imagine if you don't have one. This woman who put on her holiday list that first year, when I saw it and I thought, wait a minute, if she doesn't have a bra and she's in the shelter, she can't go register her kids for school. She can't go to the pharmacy and pick up her meds. A lot of us feel that way about walking around exposed, right? Yeah. And she's had quite enough exposure as it is. She probably left domestic violence. She probably left something hideous. Of course she did. So we need to make sure that no woman, no person, nobody of any gender who wants a bra can have that prevented from getting one. So we have these for anyone in need. And it's a wonderful feeling to know that they're out there in the community.
It is a wonderful feeling.
Yeah.
And the stories are great.
So. Yeah. And it's just, but there is, it's not at all taboo. It's just like something that, you know, talking about underwear is just like weird, I guess, for some.
Yeah.
So here, Saturday night, my wife and I and my mother-in-law, who's 80, we went up and voted, and then we came back. We went to a church supper. It was a takeout. We went home, and she said, I have a couple of chores that I'd like you to do. And she said, I have all these dishes. Can you please put them up in this cupboard? And I said, sure. And I she said, where would you like them? And she said, the second shelf. I go in the second shelf, and it's all of her bras. Or on the second shelf.
Yeah.
Just all in the second.
Yeah.
So then I said, well, you have clothes up there.
Yeah.
And she said, well, just move them.
Oh, my.
So I went up, and I grabbed them, and I took them down, and I thought, oh, these are in this order, Marion, these are the things I thought of. One, oh, I have to tell Marion this story. Two.
Marion will love this.
Like, why is this? Why right. is this weird right now?
Yes.
And put it down, put the dishes up, and then just sort of like, I don't know, offered the dishes protection by just covering them with bras.
Yeah. Interesting logic, Joe. You and your shrink have a lot to talk about.
Right. But Joe's going to unpack that.
Yeah, we're gonna unpack that. And this is the thing, is we have a lot of discomfort around this, and we shouldn't.
Yeah.
What we need to do is provide people with what they need.
Yeah,
and absolutely.
This is a joy.
Yeah, and I think they represent confidence. Not everybody chooses to wear a bra.
Right.
But if you do, I think it's an item that is part of your confidence. It's something that I think doesn't need to have a stigma around it, because, I mean, most of us have them, right?
Right.
It's something you can take for granted. It really is sort of a privilege, because they're not cheap.
No, they're not cheap.
No.
And everyone deserves to have a new one, you know,
right.
if they so choose. So if anyone out there is listening, I just want to let folks know that we end up having more than what even our ladies and folks at YW need. So if you're someone in the community who needs a bra,
mm-hmm.
you can reach out to us. I just want people to know our website, www.ywca-gcr.org. You can reach out to us, and we are happy to provide other nonprofits, other individuals who need a bra or binder that we have. Because we really have a library at this point.
We do. And there's a great deal of dignity around coming into the Y and trying them on. So we don't just throw a big box of bras at you.
Right.
They're all beautifully displayed. And I think the bra, without a bra, a lot of people feel powerless. So let's fix that.
And the other thing, too, is you mentioned all sizes. And that's important, too, because there's...
Yes.
That's obviously incredibly important. And having a bra that fits is what everyone wants.
Absolutely. And it's an act of dignity to provide them, I believe. We're very proud of this program. And the Night of Memoir is one of my favorite nights that I get to go to. It is as much fun as you can imagine. We laugh, we cry, we stomp, we scream. This year, I can just give you a little hint. We have two people singing songs that they've written, original songs about the bra.
All right.
So come.
Songs about the bra.
There you go.
I just wrote down, it's a destination bra event with, as the kids say, all the feels.
That's great. I think we talked about this in past years, but this has grown. There are other organizations that now have taken up.
We have been asked about it by other organizations, and we're very willing to share our model with anyone who would like to replicate it.
Well, it is the 9th annual Brava event, which happens on November 7th. It's a fundraiser to benefit the YWCA of the Greater Capital Region. If you go to ywca-gcr.org, you can find out more information about the event. You can find out more information about the Y. You can find out more information about how to... find a bra, get a bra, donate a bra, donate money, and all of that good stuff. Marion Roach Smith and Jamie Krause, I wish you all the luck in the world for a beautiful event. And it's November 7th from 6 to 8:30. And I so appreciate you being here on this Monday morning.
Thank you. Come next year, Joe. And tell your story,
I got to workshop that one.
I should just say, buy tickets, because this event will sell out.
It's usually sell out.
It does sell
out. Usually sell out.
Food and drinks, too.
Food and drinks, and right at the Art Center of the Capital Region.
Yeah,
don't miss.
You both are amazing. Thank you so
Thank
much
you.
For being with us.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate
Joe.
It. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.